Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzler. And this one was from the baseball algebraic series.
There aren't many of those.
No, this
is the only one.
Standalone.
A series of one.
Here it is. There are two rookie players, and we call them Bluto and Popeye. On opening day, they made a wager on who would have the best batting average at the end of the season. Hmm. So here it is. It's the last game of the season, and nothing's going to change because neither of these guys is in the starting lineup. So Bluto says, "Hey, Popeye, what did you bat for the first half of the season?" Popeye says, "I am what I am, and that's all that I am, and I batted 250. Bluto says, "I got you there. I batted 300. Then Bluto asks, "How about after the All-Star break?" And Popeye proudly pipes up, "I batted 375. Bluto says, "Pretty good. You know what I batted? 400. Fork over that 20 bucks that we bet.
And I believe you also said that they had the same number of at-bats.
I did. It was then that Dougie the Bat Boy saunters over and says, "Don't pay the 20 bucks. I think you won."
Huh?
How could that be? And how many times did they hit him with the bat? Well, here it is.
Go ahead, man. I can hardly wait.
Let's assume that they both had 600 at-bats.
Is that a lot?
No, it's about average for a guy who plays the whole season except for the last game.
Okay, that's 600 okay. at-bats. Yeah.
If Bluto batted 300 for the first half of the season, and he had 500 at-bats during that first half of the season.
Ooh.
He had got 150 hits. 150 over 500 is 300 average,
so
right?
He would have gotten 150, yeah.
Okay. If Popeye batted 250 and had 100 at-bats, he would have had 25 for 100. Okay. You with me so far?
I'm with you.
Second half of the season, Bluto bats 400. How does he do that? Well, we know he had 500 at-bats in the first half.
So he's only been up 100 times in the second half
of
the
season. And he got 40 hits.
And he got 40 hits. Got it.
Popeye bats 375.
But he's up 500 times.
And he gets 187 and a half hits. One of them was a check swing single over the infield. They don't count that as half a hit.
Yeah.
So now let's figure it all out.
So we got
Bluto batted 600 times. How many total hits did he get?
190, I have.
Right. How about Popeye? How many hits did he get?
212.
212 and a half.
And a half.
And when you figure that out, Bluto batted 316 for the season.
Yeah.
Right? Even though he batted 300 and 400 in each half.
Yeah.
And Popeye bats 353 and wins the batting title.
No kidding.
Pretty good, huh?
Pretty darn good. A good little example of the arithmetic mean
and how statistics can lie. More importantly.
Wow. That's good. Now, you know that every fifth grade teacher in the country will be using this problem next week.
I hope so. Because it's a good one.
And what they should do is take bets, teach the kids about betting.
Right.
and they should give odds, teach the kid about odds.
They can cover all the bases,
cover
so to speak.
All the bases, so to speak.
So who's our winner?
The winner is Mike Bennett from Dallas, Texas. And for having his answer selected at random from among all the correct answers, Mike is going to get a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division at cartalk.com, with which he can get a Car Talk Disappearing Hairline Cover-Up Kit, also known as the embroidered Car Talk baseball cap.
Anyway, we will have a brand new puzzler from the World War II series.
Oh, the Inky Shadows!
Coming up in the third half of the show. So hang on if you possibly can till then. In the meantime, if you have a question about your car or anything else, you can give us a call at 888-CAR-TALK. That's 1888-2278-255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.